posts. The limousine entered the ragged, unimproved outskirts of Nkrumo Town, still mostly small homes, barns, and chicken coops made from mud brick and occasionally concrete. People and pigs, children and chickens, cattle and oxen wandered freely in the fields, thickets, and side streets.
"Oh, you should know," Mobutu suddenly blurted, "that bringing you to Togona was not the president's idea."
Instantly, all their eyes were upon him. Mobutu continued, visibly nervous,
"I must tell you, the president has little use for outsiders, and even less use for advice, even from those close to him. He does not wish to appear weak or in need of help from anyone."
Dr. Cooper exchanged a glance with the others and then asked, "Is this the reason for the secrecy? Avoiding the airport terminal, racing away in this car, and calling your two men Bernard and Walter?"
Mobutu nodded. "Bernard and Walter do not wish their real names attached to this enterprise in case it should..."
He had to wrestle the words out of his throat.
"In case it should fail."
Dr. Cooper's voice was firm. "Mr. Mobutu, is the president even aware that we're here?"
"Oh, yes," Mobutu replied with an emphatic nod. "Yes, he knows you're here, and he does not disapprove. It's just that..." Mobutu's eyes dropped. "He consented grudgingly and warned me that no one should know about it."
Then he leaned forward and spoke in a lowered voice.
"But you should know. I offered to bring in a geologist and an archaeologist. I did not tell him I would bring in someone with spiritual credentials as well."
Dr. Cooper began to ask, "Are you referring to the fact that I and my children are..."
"Shh." Mobutu held up his hand. "Do not speak it. Do not even think it while you are in this country. President Nkrumo has already banished thousands who are of your religious persuasion. Those who did not leave were arrested, put into forced labor, and some were executed."
Dr. Cooper's voice had a sharp edge as he asked, "And yet you brought us here anyway, knowing it could endanger our lives?"
Mobutu bowed a little, acting humble. "Dr. Cooper, this problem we have will take more than a mere scientist to solve."
Jennifer Henderson raised an eyebrow at that remark, but Mobutu continued,
"It could require someone with eyes to see beyond what is visible."
Dr. Cooper's eyes narrowed as he replied, "Mr. Mobutu, you have much to explain." But instead of explaining, Mobutu leaned close to the window, looked at the weather,